This episode of Nightmare Radio Show is brought to you by...
Take care of all of your self-care needs by checking in at KR Beauty Bar and Spa. Karma Renee specializes in skincare, body waxing, body sculpting, lash extensions, micro shading, V-steams, and more. At KR, her focus is to maintain the health and integrity of her client's skin at all times. Tap in with KR's Valentine's Day special. This includes classic lashes, any length of your choice, a Brazilian wax, and a gift basket for only $125. Your gift basket includes KR foaming sugar scrubs, exfoliating gloves, fuzzy socks, shot glasses, and chocolate. Follow her online at KR Beauty Bar and Spa.
It's giveaway time with Her Wine. Enter for a chance to win an exclusive Her Wine tasting with three of your besties. All you have to do is follow It's Her Wine on Instagram, tag three of your girls, and comment a note telling them how much you appreciate them. They are announcing the winners February 15, 2022, so be sure to follow them online at It's Her Wine. You can also use our exclusive discount code of 15% off using the code Don't Sleep.
I have a dream.
Frequency had a few nightmares, bitches.
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Nightmare Radio Show with your girl, Ish the Exec.
And Brittany Kristen.
You could have been at any other podcast, but we are glad that you chose to tap in with us. So be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you can stay up to date on all of the content that we post.
Yes, happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. And Black History Month has gotten off to a very interesting start this year.
It certainly has.
The theme for this year is in Black History Month.
Oh.
But that's what everybody's saying. Like, if anything happens, it's like, really,
it's
in
Black
History
Month.
This is
right.
What y'all want to do. But the real theme for this month is what?
Strengthening Black voices, talking about the resilience of our people, and I'm just so excited to get into it.
Yes.
And so without further ado,
let's get straight into the culture list. We're about to dissect the wins and L's in the culture this week.
It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
So this week, social media was in a frenzy, as always, and we've been trying to keep Rihanna off the list.
But you know what? We are in the Navy, apparently, because every week she comes in the mentions at least two to three times
for sure.
Yeah,
she's definitely on the list this week because she officially revealed her pregnancy.
Yes, super cute. Her and A$AP Rocky are expecting their first child. 33-year-old millionaire donned a vintage Chanel pink puffer coat and that belly peeking through in the New York weather. Because, honey, it was cold. She needed something around her neck and everything.
Right. Where's her mom at?
Where's her hat? That baby need a hat.
That baby need to be covered up. You got my grandchild exposed in the Harlem streets.
Exactly.
But everybody was making a lot of making mention to the fact that she's 33. She lived out her dreams. And now she's having a child. Unfortunately,
and she's a millionaire.
Unfortunately, everybody didn't hop off like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody didn't make it like that. So don't be trying to doubt us, people who had kids in our 20s and stuff.
It's all good. We still part of the thing. My favorite part was the memes on Instagram thing with all of Rihanna's exes. They're, you know, supposed, just for comics, just for comedy reaction to news hitting that she's pregnant.
But they did say Drake unfollowed Rihanna, and I would hope not. Well, he was hiding his world from the kid. What was it?
He was hiding the world from his child. He wasn't hiding his child from the world.
No, he was hiding.
That's
vice
right.
Versa. Whatever. But Drake, get a grip. Anywho, speaking of babies. Nick Cannon want to announce that he got the nerve to have another baby on the way.
Baby number 8.
Seven.
It's number 8.
It's eight, but he lost one.
Oh, but it's still baby number eight.
It's still baby number eight.
Oh, dang, Ish.
Yes, he lost one. And the baby mama number, I don't know what number she falls in, but I guess she felt some type of way because now he's moving on with a new baby.
Is that real? I didn't see that, Lord.
Yeah, she's feeling some type of way. Nick Cannon did go ahead and apologize to her. His talk show, he was talking about how he's restarting his celibacy journey. And that's the real win for the culture because
you're
Nick
right.
Cannon, you done had too many damn kids in a year span.
You're right. Okay, so he said he didn't make it to 2022 like he wanted to. He fell off the wagon. But he started in October after he found out that Bree Tessie was pregnant.
Oh, so yeah. He didn't want to tell the whole story.
That was a story. He said it on his talk show. He was talking to Angela Yee. He said after he found out that they were having a baby in September, he talked to his therapist. He admitted that he has a problem and that he, you know, should abstain from sex to get himself together.
Well, good job. That's the real win for the culture.
It lasted about 2.5 months, but you know what? Still, good job.
Good job.
Keep it up.
Please
try it again.
Do. Please. No more babies.
You're done. Okay.
No more babies, Nick Cannon. Pull out.
Nasty. No, or not. Anyway.
Right. But he married, so yes, nasty. Okay, going back real quick. The Color Purple musical, Oprah Winfrey has announced.
It's an all-star cast for sure.
Baby, it's all-star. She put in all her Oprah show checks into this cast, I will hope.
Well, you know, it's not just her. She teamed up with the original production team, Steven Spielberg.
Wow.
The music director, Quincy Jones.
Wow.
And the original Broadway director and producer that produced the original Broadway play as well.
Y'all, I'm genuinely shocked because I ain't know none of this shit. Come on, Queen, put me down.
You know what I'm here for, period.
Girl, but what I do know is that Fantasia is giving Seeley.
Yeah, she's giving Seeley, Halle Berry.
Haley
Berry. That's Haley Bailey. Excuse me, little sis. I'm so sorry for
not Halle Berry. Haley Bailey.
Right.
Haley Bailey.
She's Nettie. Her is cast as Squeak, Taraji P. Henson and Suge Avery, and Danielle Brooks is going to be Sophia.
Beautiful. Beautiful cast already. I can't wait to see the chemistry, the cinematography.
They start shooting next month here in Georgia.
Oh, my God.
Hartwell. Just like the original.
I got to be a fly on the wall.
You want to be an extra?
I want to come sweet. The flow will be something. Let me see what's going on. Period.
But, yes, shout out to them. Shout out to the cast. And keep y'all silly jokes to yourself. Moving on.
Don't do that.
The next win for the culture, Kanye West. Netflix documentary premieres on February 16th. It's called Genius, a Kanye trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've been filming this for over 20 years, and we're going to get to see the whole awakening of him, his chronicles of his life as a young producer. Mm-hmm. I saw some clips of the College Dropout stuff.
Which is my favorite Kanye. Actually, the whole college era, graduation, late registration, Dropout, undefeated Kanye.
Definitely undefeated.
Yeah. Undefeated. We do get some clips of him and his mom in this as well, and I know that's going to be really special.
That is going to be special because I've never really seen him interact with his mom like that, especially with me being so young. You know, shelter.
I remember that because that was on. I remember Jesus Walks with my little polyphonic ringtone on my Virgin mobile phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember Jesus Walks. Was she in the video or something?
I mean, I remember being old enough to be aware and of seeing him and his mom.
Oh, no. Not until after she died. That's when I was like
exposed to it. Yeah. Well, the documentary is three parts.
Okay.
And so each part is going to cover a different portion. It's called Vision, Purpose, and Awakening.
Put me down. Vision, Purpose, and Awakening.
So the first part comes out next week, the week of Valentine's, and that's going to be Vision. So that's going to really chronicle his upbringing in Chicago and his introduction to the producing game.
That's dope. Shout out to Kanye. Meanwhile, him and Kim going through it.
Child.
I'm sick of it.
But you know what? Okay, this week, Kanye put Kim on blast, basically citing that she shouldn't have their children, specifically North, on social media sites like TikTok. And he even went as far as getting the TikTok user guidelines because, contrary to what y'all think y'all know, the kids are not supposed to be on TikTok.
No, they're not.
It's not a platform that's made for children. The same
You know,
the same thing that we see on, we've been preaching this. The same thing we see on our timeline is the same thing that the churn, I'm sorry, that the kids see on their timeline. I'm supposed to be saying churn. But that's the same thing that the kids see on their timeline. And I personally don't think it's appropriate. My children can't even tie their shoes well, but they want a phone. And I'm like, learn how to tie your shoes. All right, learn your times tables. Learn your mental math. What's 9 plus 5?
Oh, you sounding like mama for real.
If you can't tell me these things, then absolutely the fuck not. You don't need no phone.
Amongst
other things. No, clean your room.
That. I know we're living in different times. You know, like when we were 10 years old, we were more consumed with Pokemon, playing outside, Nintendo 64 maybe, you know, Saturday Night Nick. It was real wholesome entertainment going on back then. Not to say the kids weren't on their own, because, I mean, we could go look for it if we wanted to.
Right.
But now it's a different time. And, yeah, the cell phones, like, social media is such an integrated part of the world. But also, like, the same, like we're saying, social media opens the gate to so much more. Kids are having sex. Kids are talking about all kind of things at 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah, and being suicidal and all these other things.
Bullying, cyberbullying.
Yeah, social media is already hard for adults. I don't understand why we want to put our kids under that either. There are children who have been, you know, low self-esteem issues. Adults have the same low self-esteem issues from social media, so why would we want to subject our children to those things? So that's just my take on it. I think Kanye is right. I think it's called North and Kim's TikTok or whatever. So that's her way of whatever.
But I want
them to get it together, y'all.
Yeah.
I want them to really get it together.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I do enjoy watching North on TikTok, because she be getting Kim together. But that's another story. Anyway.
I'm sure she do. Everybody, all daughters get their moms together.
Because Kyler be tearing my ass up.
And do.
Moving to the L's. This week in You Can't Say That, we got a stocked roster. Whoopi Goldberg is up on the chopping block first.
But I just want to highlight something real quick. So we've really shown the strength of Black voices so far, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
We've highlighted Oprah Winfrey, Quincy Jones, you know, Kanye West using his Black voice to voice about his daughter. And now in following that trend and that theme, we get to Whoopi, who's trying to use her Black voice on this platform, The View.
Yeah, and you know... Well, she's facing a 2-week suspension for the conversation that she had about the Holocaust earlier this week on The View. Mm-hmm. During the show, the host discussed critical race theory, and they were specifically talking about a Tennessee school district that banned the book Moss, which is like one of those autobiographical tales about the Holocaust. They got into the conversation. Whoopi Goldberg stated that the Holocaust isn't about race, and she insisted that it's about man's inhumanity to man.
Right.
That was a statement that she made.
Right.
The problem with that is that the Holocaust is all about the Nazis' sympathetic annihilation of the Jewish people, who they deem the inferior race, which is like the base premise of racism.
Okay, so she misspoke.
She misspoke, and of course, I think that grace should be applied, but it was just a year and a half ago when Nick Cannon was on the chopping block for very similar anti-Semitic views.
Against them. Right, against Jews.
So basically saying that, I mean, that it's a conversation that's been had before. And I'm not taking a choice, you know, or choosing a side in this discussion. I'm just reporting the discussion for all intents and purposes of context.
Right.
You know, it's always seemed to be like contention between who had it worse when it comes to the Jewish people
and the Black people
and the Black community at the hands of other white folks, right? So Whoopi Goldberg was pointing out that it was two white groups that were beefing with the Holocaust.
Right.
And she was attempting to make the instance that racism only exists when there's a difference
in skin color.
Right.
Which is what we've been taught ideally, and which is what we know racism to be. Like, we don't know the Jews to be oppressed because of their skin.
Well, we do know that they're because of their skin per se. You know, we do know that they've been oppressed as well.
Right.
But when we talk about racism, because largely speaking, Black folks are the bottom of the at the racism thing. Like, we're part of the conversation. It's always pitted against us. So I think it kind of creates like a blinders effect about everybody else that doesn't necessarily fit in with us, but are still discriminated against.
Right. Okay. So she spoke these comments, right?
Yeah.
But the next day she came back and I knew that was coming. We can't repeat it. But she came back and apologized for those same comments.
Yeah,
she brought someone in and had an educational talk with them.
Right.
About, you know, what she said, how she misspoke and all of those things.
Yeah.
And they still went and suspended her after that.
They still suspended her.
What was the point of her apologizing if you was gonna come back and suspend me? That's how Whoopi Goldberg feels. Word on the street is she's gonna be out of $100,000 within the next 2 weeks not working.
I mean, but also word on the street is Whoopi Goldberg is money long.
Whoopi Goldberg money long, but she want them $100,000.
I mean, she want all her coins.
She got
as
bills.
She should.
She got things to do. She don't want to dig over there in her Color Purple money.
So
to pay for these 2 weeks.
Okay, now transitioning into our next person on the chopping box, and watch what you say. If we're saying that, because we're calling for a Joe Rogan, right? And some of the things that he said, and we're gonna get right into it. Do we think that he still deserves to be on his platform after a slap on the wrist and an apology that he gave last night on Instagram?
I'm not sure, but we ain't got to that part, Queen.
Okay.
We're talking about the strength of black voices right now. Let's go back real quick. You missing the sermon. You jumping points in the sermon.
My bad.
In Black History Month, they want to silence Whoopi Goldberg. In Black History Month, that's 2 weeks of knowledge from Whoopi that we ain't going to get on The View. What black women are they going to put in her place? Are they really silencing black voices in Black History Month?
Where is
the strength in black? That is the theme for this month, is the strength in black voices.
I hear you.
You can't be silencing Whoopi after she apologized. She is an OG. But you know why they did that?
Why?
Miss McCain. And you know her and McCain been beefing.
All this whole time. Ooh,
but
now
okay.
You done dropped their shoe. Okay, now that was a little touche, a little touche moment.
Uh-oh.
Anywho. Well, we might as well just hop into the next one.
I didn't know Joe Rogan was up so fast. Okay,
yeah.
Well, here we are. And you know what? We might need to kick it to the mix. Let's kick it to the mix real quick. Coming up next, we're going to find out if Joe Rogan should be
X off of Spotify or not.
Yeah, let's get into it real quick. We're going to get into this mix. If you want to submit to be a part of the mix, go to www.nightmareradioshow.com and sign up to submit your music. Now, however, we want some good music. If you think it's good and we don't stamp it, then it might not be that good.
Oh, my gosh.
We need some good music, quality music. Shout out to all the artists that submitted their music. Shout out to DJ Dave P.
Yes.
We're about to get
And if you haven't heard your music yet, it might be coming up.
It might be coming up you know. Or you might need to submit something else. Just being real. Let's get into this mix real quick, and we're going to be right back.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Back outside like got it on. Hey man, say man. Y'all nigga just gon' stay lame. You know this nigga really getting money out here. You better come with your A game. Bring my load on the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang. Back outside, I got it him. I got all this out again. Whole city proud of him. I can't believe you doubted him. Looking for yo, I've been in the yo. Switching my flow, I've been in that mode. I'm hitting the hoes, I'm sending them hoes. You give me some balls, I'm getting them sold. Hey man, say man. Y'all nigga just gon' stay lame. You know this nigga really getting money out here. You better come with your A game. Bring my load on the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang. I like to get paid in my spare time. And I think I need my own airline. Nigga be fly like air time. And I don't be getting no air time. Still getting played from your bitch. Ain't making no sense. Ain't paying no rent. Still be taking those trips. I ain't making no hits. I ain't making no flips. Come with the fire. Now I ain't coming to look, I'm coming to buy. You come with the knife, come with the zide. Come to the spot, I'm covering the highway. All of my business is straight up and down. You know not to come and be sideways. Niggas be talking that blase, 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 blase.
Tsunami. LL Dave P.
Try it so, then it stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You text too long, I see it coming out the cut. Bah. Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you tough, huh? If a nigga tries up and it's stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You cut too long, I see it coming out the cut.
Wow, fam, calling a play like Downset Hood. All I got in this world is my word and my nuts. Give me my money, cause I'm in the rush. What they be talking about gotta be us. New like Zitty, I'm feeling like Michael, I can't get enough. Hit up Matt G, I know he gon' pull up. I feel like T trying to get my check up. Yeah, I don't wanna fuck, bitch, I'm catching these plays. All these hoes trying to ride a nigga away. I got a Glock when I perform on the stage. Butter been clean, but the world look bad. Told mama ain't nothing like back in the day. Nowadays, nigga get burned like sage. Think about the money, can't focus on gray. He don't know how to do it, they'll get paid.
Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you cut. Oh, you tough, huh? If a nigga tries up, then it's stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You take too long, I see it coming out the cut. Bah. Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you tough, huh? If a nigga tries up, then it's stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You take too long, I see it coming out the cut. Bah.
Tsunami.
Accent made this.
Only want the world to love me cause I'm trying to fill a void.
Yeah.
Only want it bread, but the fame bring me joy. Music like a birdmark, and she came with the boy. Mama play me Tupac music while I play with my toys.
Yeah.
I'm destined for this shit, but don't even believe in destiny. Knew that I would make it even when they was arresting me. I know that God got me, this just his little way of testing me. All the gangster shit I've been through, that's how he invested me. Flying down a bumpy road, I live like I'm coasting. All the ones who told me quit, they call me and I'm ghosting. Cause I'm out the circle, that's the only time it's open. I can't let nobody in the way of what I'm hoping. But I'ma try to ease my mind tonight.
Yeah.
I'ma go to bed on time tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be in my bedroom dying to rest.
Yeah.
I'm way too worried about being the best. This should keep me up all morning. And I wake up right back on it.
Because
I don't wanna miss my moment. I can't stress how bad I want it. I'm all in, I'm all in. Either I'm flying or falling. Opportunity, why you stalling? I'm scared I'm gonna die and miss my calling.
You spent 20 years doing this, you'll be this good too. But
yeah,
you'll never be as good as me because you still you.
Yeah.
They want me to tie my shit again, so that's what I'ma do. People say they love me, but no one will love me like the crew.
Yeah.
Flood gang on, put the gang on. I'm on fire like when Johnny yell flame on. I could probably drop an album with the same song. 12 times back to back, it's still a sing-along. Not the gloat, but I'm the GOAT. You'll find out when you approach. I wrote all your favorite quotes. You'll be better taking notes. Don't get angry with your lady, cause she play me while I smoke. I'm a mood, I'm a vibe, I'm the hungry nigga, so but listen. I'ma try to ease my mind tonight. Yeah.
I'ma go to bed on time tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be in my bedroom dying to rest.
Yeah.
I'm way too worried about being the best. This should keep me up all morning. And I wake up right back on it.
Because
I don't wanna miss my moment. I can't stress how bad I want it. I'm all in.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. It's the Culture List on Nightmare Radio.
He's been in the hot seat for about a week and a half at this point. For those who don't know, the Joe Rogan Experience, hosted by Joe Rogan, is Spotify's top performing podcast. It has 11 million listeners per episode on average. And he is right now like in the final stages of settling a $100 million deal with Spotify. Okay.
And shame on y'all for letting this man get on there and say all that shit. I'm sorry, I'm loud.
Say all that
shit about black people.
Yeah,
and we can't even put our little mixes on there. Y'all want to have the labels come in and take us off of Spotify
right.
for a little music. But you letting him say the N-word.
In other words, Spotify, we got your number. But anywho, So his podcast has been making headlines lately because Rogan's show has been spreading misinformation about COVID-19, and we've uncovered Joe Rogan making racist comments and statements and just poorly landed jokes throughout the entire duration of his podcast. So last year, he aired an episode of the podcast where he interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, who's a virologist. He's a doctor.
Okay.
Virologist.
This whooping our ass.
Virologist is.
That's not it.
A chokehold on me.
I still feel like that ain't it.
I think that's it. You know what?
Virologist.
He is a supposed
virologist
expert on COVID-19.
Okay.
But he's got some very interesting viewpoints on COVID-19 and the spread and the potential, you know, cures for it. But he's actually been banned from Twitter for spreading like misinformation. So he's already controversial. Anyway, Joe Rogan invited him on the show, shared his platform, and together they got a chance to just spread all that misinformation to all 11 million of their view, you know, their listeners. Following the promotion of all of this news, classic rock and roller Hall of Famer Neil Young decided to remove his entire catalog from the streaming platform last week. And a whole bunch of other veterans in the music game decided to follow suit, including Joni Mitchell, Graham Nash, and a bunch of other people. Now, amid the recent misinformation claims, videos of Rogan saying very racist comments and repeatedly using the N-word popped off.
In Black History Month.
And in Black History Month, out of all months.
Out of all months. This is what they want to put them on blast.
They found the clips, girl.
In Black History Month.
And I'm telling you, he was going off. He was really saying some crazy stuff. He's made comments about Planet of the Apes being placed in the middle of Planet of the Apes in Africa, in a largely predominant African-American community. He made jokes about a white woman going to Africa and being exempt from getting AIDS because she was white. And apparently he's got this infatuation with saying the N-word, actually saying nigger, when reporting or telling a story about like mistreatment of black folks when the word is necessary. It's almost like he's looking for an excuse to get a chance to say it in a way that won't hold him back. Well, somebody, one of your cousins on Twitter, had the time during Black History Month to go and ring up all of the video clips of him saying the N-word throughout the time of his career, and he was literally dropping that bomb. But India Irene is not here for it either.
I wouldn't either in Black History Month.
Not in this month. Not anytime. Not on our watch. So she decided to pull her music. It is expected that a few other artists will follow suit on the R&B, hip hop, you know, on our side of the musical spectrum. And it's just crazy because he got a chance to apologize. He did apologize on Instagram last night. He said, I know that to most people there's no context where a white person is ever allowed to say that word, never mind publicly or on a podcast, and I agree with that now, and I haven't said it in years. Everybody like to say that. When they get caught saying something, they be like, oh, that was years ago. Look at you. Come on, y'all. Give Isha a
donkey of the day. Hee-haw, because I'm fucking up. Anyway, go ahead.
it just goes to show you, you know, there's something to be said about how forgiving the world or society tends to be depending on the person that makes the offender, because Spotify stands behind the apology and is still allowing his show to air. Okay?
It's Spotify. Put us back on the motherfucking thing if y'all gonna let Joe Rogan on there, because
exactly.
We gonna email.
Right. We gonna follow up with the email.
Because y'all letting Joe Rogan be on there, we can't even do anything. Okay, Black Voices. The strength of Black Voices. Shout out to India Irie Black Voice for calling that shit out and putting it out there. And the Black Cousins that put it out there. But Black Voices are not playing in Black History Month.
And I love to see this right here, because we got we have a next level Colin Kaepernick in the NFL.
Okay.
Well.
Brian Flores.
Yes. Former
head coach for the Miami Dolphins. And shout out to the Miami Dolphins, because they ended off the season really, really well this year. They had seven straight wins with Tua had got hurt. Y'all know I love me some Roll Tide.
Oh, you do. Yeah,
Tua
that's
got
point.
Hurt. He came back. They got Jalen Waddle down there doing some amazing things. Jalen actually, you know, broke the record for one of the rookie records this year. So yeah, they down there doing the Lord's work in Miami.
And the thing about it is, he was coaching for 3 years, and two of those seasons he did very well. You know what I'm saying? But they still let him go last month.
Right.
So following letting him go last month, he had a interview with the New York Giants. And he's basically right now he's claiming a discrimination lawsuit against the hiring process and the contention of black coaches in the league. Because what happened with his interview for the New York Giants, 3 days before the interview, he gets a text message from his former boss, you know, Bill Belichick, congratulating him on receiving the head coach position for the Giants. A few minutes later, Belichick responds back saying, sorry, I meant to send it to the other Brian. So the real tea is Brian DeLores. What is his name? Ooh, messing it up. Brian DeBall Brian DeBoe got the job 3 days, a white man, 3 days before Brian Flores had a scheduled interview. So the real tea is it's no secret that the NFL has like a discrimination thing when it comes to the coaches. The players make up over 70% African-American players in the NFL. And right now there's only one black head coach in the NFL. That's the Steelers coach.
So you mean to tell me they was going to interview this man after they had already hired somebody else?
Yeah, it's because of the Rooney Rule. So the Rooney Rule requires all teams to interview a diverse list of candidates for coaching and general manager positions in the NFL. That's as an attempt to disband those thoughts about the NFL being like racist and not being able to provide equal opportunity for black folks to move up the chain. So basically, to fill that quota, they extended an interview to him with intention of not hiring him. Now, the New York Giants have since come forward and said, you know, Brian Flores was a top contender for the position until the 11th hour. But it's crazy because the 11th hour came 72 hours before the actual 11th hour.
Right.
Because the interview was 3 days later.
So shout out to Brian for using his black voice.
Yes.
Putting the strength in that motherfucking black voice to bring some awareness to this. And this just brings me back to the conversation that we're going to get in later in the show about how these companies are using black culture for their leverage. Like,
see,
all over the fields on football, even on Madden, it's in racism. The back of the helmet's in racism. Black Lives Matter. But they're doing it for the look.
Do it. We want to see you do it.
We've been talking about that since the beginning of this season.
Right. Yeah, we want to actually see the work. And you're right. Now, see, the thing about it, now that Brian has taken this stance, he opened a class action suit, which basically is an open invitation to anybody else within the industry, within the NFL, former, you know, or coaching staff or whatever, that has felt discrimination towards them because of their skin color, because of, you know, them being black or Hispanic. Because I think there's one Hispanic coach in the league as well.
But I believe before they fired him, it was only three black coaches in the league and they got rid of two.
Yeah. It's only one left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they got rid of two.
Right. So he's looking, I think the Cleveland Browns coach is trying to, he's like, yeah, man, they offered me money too. Because see, that's the thing. They offered him some money. Mm. So investigation is going on right now. Definitely a story to watch. And, you know, it's definitely something to watch how the media responds and reacts. Because the last time one of our brothers tried to speak out against the NFL, the world tried to split in two.
Yeah, and it's also interesting about how the media is putting out the story, because I ain't know that part. Maybe I ain't read it, but at the same time, that's not what the headlines are saying. They're trying to make him seem like an angry black man.
Yeah.
And that's not cool. Moving on to the last not cool, Chesley Christ. So committed suicide Sunday by jumping out of her apartment window in Manhattan. I think they said she lived on the 9th floor, but they found her on the 29th floor or something like that. I don't know what happened, but she jumped out the window.
Ooh, you gave so much detail on that.
I think that's what I read, allegedly. I don't want to be spreading the wrong things because I don't have time for that. But I think that is really sad. I think everybody pretty much knows the story by now. Her last post was a cryptic post on Instagram. May this day bring you rest and peace. And that is scary that nobody picked up the phone and called her once they saw that. But me and you were talking about it earlier, like, you know, we have to take ourselves out of the check on your strong friends.
I mean,
it's a lot more that goes into it besides check on your strong friends. And at this point, I don't know what it could be.
Well, her mother spoke out and said that recently, prior to her taking her own life, Chesley had admitted to her mother that she had been struggling with depression. And to the point that you said, you know, we always say take a moment to check on your strong friends, et cetera, et cetera. But we also have to acknowledge and understand that in some cases, there are times where people are dealing with things that are internal and there's no external help for that. That's literally their own cross that they need to bear. It can be chemical. We know that depression is a chemical imbalance. It can be caused, you know, suicidal hallucinations can be caused by medications, like adverse side effects of medications. And quite frankly, at the end of the day, to assume the responsibility of, well, if I would have reached out and called her, that could have saved her life. It could have not.
because the choice to do that was not based on anyone else around. That was based on that person. So while we want to, you know, extend our condolences, emphasize the importance of self-help, of you know, recognizing the signs of depression, like, we should also make sure that we're not internalizing when people decide to make those type of drastic choices. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those choices are solely made separate from those that are affected by it.
Right. Right.
Coming up next, Trump is tripping again. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back to discuss Trump's re-election plans
Nightmare
after
Radio
this
Radio with Ish the Exec six, and Brittany five, Kristen.
Four, three, two, one.
We are champions.
At LL Dave B.
Winning's the only way, losing is not an option. Cause we are champions. Oh, what a hater say, the sucker shit will never stop. Cause we are champions.
Cadillac.
Look, my spirit will never allow me to wave that white flag. Surrender is for free and everything has a price tag. Please get on my ice bag, cause ego's getting bruised. Live it how I spit it, and yeah, every day is April Fool's. Should've went to Harvard Law, I still got a lot to prove on how to get away with murder. Every verse is kill moves. Got a lot to lose, but fuck it, it's 100 or nothing down to take on the world and later worry about repercussions. Cause scared money don't make no money, I'm wrong. I go hard just to see the bag coming, made a way at dead ends. Realist they come, I don't pretend, cause fake love is in. That's what I'm noticing. Keep that shit over there, protecting my vibes, my enemies. I know it hurts to see me ruling. Please check on my enemies, I won't lose. No matter how they pray on my downfall. 10 toes down, always 10 steps ahead of y'all. And it's the heart. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Never let a hater bring you down. Excuse me, sir, you can't tell me shit. Grind for everything that I get. Get like me on the bucket list. I'm just trying to live it up. Put all my people on. Put all my people on. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Never let a hater bring you down. Woke up feeling like I was the shit today. Send my regards to the competition, I'm about to dominate. If you standing in my way, I suggest that you relocate. Kick it how I live, it really ain't no need to speculate. Okay, feeling blessed in the first that they come. To niggas' opinions, I've been with them. Unless it's about money and how to get some, and add it to my peace and gain and win some. No need no bad energy around me. When you're up, they wanna shoot you down. Not paying no mind on this wave, they'll probably drown. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Tilt to the side as I glide through the age. Trying to see my name at the top like a resume. Woke up today, a reason to celebrate. Boy, I been great, even the Trump to stimulate. Don't mind me, I'm just elevating. Can't understand that, then you're hella hating. Peace of mind are the only things that I'm chasing. They don't make them like me, I know it's hard relating. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Never let a hater bring you down, down. Excuse me, sir, you can't tell me shit. Grind for everything that I get. Get like me on the bucket list. I'm just trying to live it up. All my people alone, put all my people alone. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Yeah, never let a hater bring you down, down.
They don't know I'm big, 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 they don't know I'm big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah. At LL Dave B.
We don't live by 24, we do 25. How we live on the south side where I reside. Hoes in the ride, cause you came up. Where them hoes is at when the times is rough. Straight drop. How they get it on the block. One false move and you might get locked up. Snooze and you might get popped. Don't sleep on a boy in the struggle. Blue collar can't define my hustle. Check out my campaign. This league, bitch, we on flames. The game ain't the same, man. They'll snitch on the whole game. Nigga, we on it. We talking about money, nigga, running. We talking how bad do you want it? What you'll sacrifice for the moment? Homie, I stay on 10. Being broke, I can't understand. Not being great, I can't comprehend. Amen. We can't come to a man's. That's that shit that Jesus taught me. That's that shit that Weezy taught me. That's that shit that Ho taught me. That's that shit that Yeezy taught me. That's that shit that Nas taught me. That's that shit that Pop taught me. That's that shit that Biggie taught me. Get it out the mud, nigga. Almighty dollar, dollar. 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 Almighty dollar.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
Donald Trump announces his re-election plan. So Trump is trumping again, y'all. Yes, he is. Why? How? And what else? What other fashion would Trump? What Trump do
in Black History Month?
In Black History Month, Trump has took his ass to Texas to state that if reelected, he will be pardoning anyone who was arrested for the January. Allegedly said, I'm gonna tell y'all how I interpreted. Trump said he letting all them people out of jail who was a part of the insurrection on January 6th.
He also said for all his supporters to mount large protests in Atlanta and New York if prosecutors in those cities are investigating him and their businesses look into action against him. And you know right now, Georgia...
They are investigating
right.
him.
But please, Trumpers, don't play that.
Do not come up in here. And you know
no
what?
No more playing GA. We done.
In Black History Month, not I this find month. It so ironic...
Do it in July.
...that now... Definitely don't do it. That's extra racist, okay? But Kemp just said that he was loosening the gun laws. He just said that he was going to make it easier to carry without a gun license. And here goes big orange face Trump ass telling y'all and encouraging y'all to come down here and start it like again. These black folks don't got tools on deck. They ready to shoot y'all ass. So please don't come to Atlanta with that shit because it's going to be an all-out race war.
I don't want any parts of that. But
if
Trump is doing it again.
If they start protesting in Atlanta, they need to keep it cute.
I'm just realizing, as you said, that this is literally how we got to January 6th. Because yeah. he incited the riot. So again, he's using his platform, his voice.
In Black History Month.
Out of all months. Anywho, coming up next, we're stepping into the RIM segment to continue the discussion on Black History Month. Should we continue to celebrate it? We'll dive right into it after this break. Keep it locked.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Ish.
And it's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
Exclusively inviting you to our More Life, More Wine, More Convos event every fourth Wednesday of the month. This month, for Black History Month, we will be continuing the conversation of strengthening
Black voices.
So be sure to go to Eventbrite, type in More Life, More Wine, More Convos, and get your ticket. It is free, okay? The only thing that we ask that you do when you come to the event is
purchase buy a bottle of wine.
That's it.
That's right. So we'll see you in the last Wednesday of the month.
Last Wednesday of the month.
8 o'clock.
On the dot.
Don't sleep.
It's Nightmare Radio.
Hello, dreamers. I am Ramona Bryson, an agile strategic business coach at 10 to the 6th. Are you ready to transform your dreams from imagination to actualization? I want to help you make it happen. All it takes is 7 days to create your dream roadmap. Join me in this free program where I teach you proven systems that highly successful people use to plan their journey to greatness. In just 7 days, we will unlock your core why, lay out your vision, create smart goals, and prioritize your plan with a basic formula that will give you the exact guidance on which goal to focus on and start your journey. What are you waiting for? Let's make it happen today. Sign up for the challenge at 10to6.com. That's TENTOTHESIXTH.com.
So this month, the theme, you know, we said it was strengthen Black voices. And in Black History Month definitely is the name of this episode, if you haven't already noticed by now. But with it being Black History Month and everything is just blackity black, black, black from every which direction, like we mentioned earlier, companies are trying to get they black on.
Mm-hmm. It's trendy to be black.
It's right trendy. Black is trendy. And we don't want to be trendy. We want to be accepted. We want to be one with everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the discussions of should we be celebrating Black History Month is a good discussion. It's a good discussion. I've seen old clips from other people in the past speaking on it. I can't think of his name. I don't want to say it wrong. But T-Pain has recently talked about it. And some other older Black people have spoken about why is the shortest month of the year celebrated for only Black history? Why can't Black history be American history, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that without a little Black magic, a Black creativity, without Black people, that America wouldn't be America.
That's right.
We are the soul of the nation.
Hello, and I love to say it. It makes me feel so good. But, and I hear the conversation about why February, like why the shortest month. It's just ironic that February is a short month, but I wouldn't be the Black culture aficionado if I didn't take this moment to drop a little education on y'all. Carter G. Woodson first chose Negro History Week to acknowledge the birthdays of two very significant people in Black movement, in Black history in America. It just so happens that Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln were born in the same week in the month of February. So, of course, the week to honor and acknowledge all of the contributions up until that time when Carter G. Woodson made this, you know, this push for the week in 1900, I want to say 1906, that was why. Because this was the time that we were celebrating these birthdays. So in the 60s, 1960s, a lot of historically Black colleges and even some other places, and they decided to begin to celebrate, to take the week and acknowledgement of that part of the history and then just create a culture around that. And they instead started celebrating it throughout the month. And we know that in the 60s, the HBCUs were literally the heartbeat of the movement,
right?
Because the children, the students that were in the HBCUs were literally perpetuating all of these things that we teach, that we learn about today. So they spread the celebration, because you know how things go down in college?
Right. Well, you know, we got his ass up here for
right.
Black History
Month. No, that's right.
Not Kathy. Hey, girl.
We're going to get to Kathy.
We're going to get to Kathy later.
We'll get to Kathy, mm-hmm. But anyway, we know that the drum majors for the movement, for this emerging like push for elevating the culture came from the college kids in the HBCUs in the 1960s. So they took the week, they extended it throughout the month, and in the 70s, by that time, it literally caught on. So that's when, I believe 1974, they decided to make this a national holiday, celebrating it as a month. But here's the problem that I be having when people be having stuff to say about that. First off, yes, I do believe that Black history is American history. Black history is world history because contributions have been made outside of the United States by melanated people.
Correct.
And yes, we should be celebrating Black history and Black contributions 365 year round. Now, that's the part that I have a problem with, because a lot of people that have so much to say about the need to celebrate Black history and Black History Month don't do a good job of exemplifying the culture throughout their time. And I'm not saying that everybody got to be around here toting a book and quoting MLK or bell hooks, but there's so many other ways to celebrate our culture, to celebrate, and I think that that collectively speaking, it's become commonplace for us to do that. Why is it a bad thing for us to take a whole month to be extra bliggity Black? In October, that's national. That's the Indigenous Peoples Awareness Month. The Asians have a month. Other cultures, other races have months, and they don't have this type of discontention about the need of having a month. But Black folks, I know we have a long list of things that we are due. Oh, we owed. And I believe that we do have a right to have a level of expectancy about being acknowledged and recognized. But damn, cousins, can we not just celebrate in the month of February? Hell, we celebrate in June. We celebrate year-round anyway. We're supposed to. But can we not turn up during the month of February? And take. Remember what the cause of it was for. We can't celebrate their birthday in October.
No, and you know what? When you put it like that, a lot of people are misguided as far as the facts surrounding Black History Month. We're not educated on that. We don't know those things. I didn't know that shit. So you really just educated a lot of people just now. So in times, people speak on what they know. Look at Whoopi Goldberg right then. She spoke on what she knew the Holocaust was. we're at this big age where everything that we feel that we learn is fact. There's probably some things that we don't even know about, and that negates what we already know,
yes,
right?
That's why the miseducation and the unlearning is necessary, too.
Yes, so you just really educated a lot of people with that information. So it's not really, I wouldn't really say that people don't want to celebrate it during that month, but when you think about the optics of Black History Month, and you think of, you know, the shortest month of the year and all of the trials and tribulations that Black people went through, it's just the ironicness about it, or the it's just how the chips fall. You know what I'm saying? And the conspiracy theories that surround it. So, look, for example, the shortest month of the year, Black people short end of the stick. Black people begin to short end of the stick. Like, it only perpetuates those type of discussions to be had amongst Black people who are ignorant on the history of Black history.
And if that's the case, cousins, I got y'all. I will break it down for y'all. Don't worry. It's going to be some great tidbits and facts coming for the rest of this month. And hell, I might as well take it through the rest of the year so we can... because. For myself, if y'all know me, y'all know it's all day. It's around my neck.
But putting critical race theory in the forefront, right? Mm. Why would we want to have a month of just Black History Month? Because then they're going to censor the type of history that we learn during Black History Month. So if Black history is a part of history, period, then there will be no way to censor. Well, they're going to try to censor it anyway, whatever the history that they want to censor. But with critical race theory in the forefront, why wouldn't we want to push for Black history to be taught and celebrated 365?
Yes. And it should be. And to remember, like, in celebrating Black history, like, remembering and acknowledging that history is a living, breathing entity. We are making history right now.
Yeah, we living in history right now.
We are walking amongst history makers. We are walking amongst movers and shakers. So when we're talking about Black history, it's almost offensive to just talk about the things that have happened in the past. It's definitely offensive to just talk about the negative things that have happened to Black people. It is definitely offensive to just talk about the contributions that were made on this continent, or to think that Black history started with the Amistad. Because Black history has been a thing, again, like we said, throughout the world. So, things to remember.
So, should we celebrate Black History Month in February? Or
heck yeah.
What are the steps that need to be taken? As the Black culture aficionado, what are the steps that need to be taken in order for Black people to become educated and to celebrate Black history all year? What do you think we should change and do?
Create it. Make it a part of your conversation in every single day. For parents that have young children that are trying to figure out, you know, ways to implement or to embed this culture in their life, music is always a great way to start. You can start with the Afrobeats or you can start with the Jackson 5. But music tells a story, so don't be afraid to tell that story with your children. Make sure that they're watching, you know, types of content that's going to be educational, that's going to entertain them, and that's representative of what they got. Netflix got hella stuff. Y'all, it's so cute. There's a new cute little Netflix series, and the girls are singing about their bonnets. The little white girl at the sleepover, like, what's that? They're like, it's my bonnet. It keeps my hair good. And it's really cute. But, I mean, there's so many different ways. Every single thing is a moment to teach someone. You don't have to think about going back in the history books. You can teach your child about Black history while putting the bonnet on. Why this is important. You know, why we cherish and take care of our crown. That's just teaching about Black culture and instilling Black pride. You know, in the clothes that we wear, accentuating and acknowledging and encouraging, like, the difference in our styles, because it's no secret. We the flyest things on earth, and we set the trend on fashion. So that's an opportunity to, again, educate whoever is willing to listen. And if you don't know, go research. Instead of looking for the stuff that's popping in the shade room that, you know, or instead of, like, watching, giving all the click views to the ignorance that Black folks sometimes get down and do, go look for something, search for it, you know? Search for it. Or come talk to me, DM me, and I'll talk to you. I'll talk your head off about Black people because I love us, okay?
I think that instead of opening that invitation...
You're right. No, don't DM me.
I think what you should do is continue to use your platform to educate the cousins, if that's what you're going to call them. The culture aficionado cousins. I think you
It's cute.
I think you should use your platform to educate the cousins on what you need to educate them on.
It's coming down the pipeline. Y'all stay tuned.
At the end of the day, you know, the theme for this month is to strengthen Black voices. And we want to continue to use our platform to amplify Black voices, Black issues, Black problems.
Black pride, Black triumph, and Black celebration.
And Black nightmares and Black dreams, okay? So keeping true to who we are, because if your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. We definitely have to continue to highlight those things outside of Black History Month, and that's what we are going to do here at Nightmare Radio.
Period.
But that is really all we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you like this show, I hope that you like the rest of them. In fact, I know you will. So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And also, in the spirit of Black History Month and Valentine's Day that is coming up, make sure you pop over to herwine.com to secure your bottle of In My Feelings or Mama Needs a Break or whatever your palate is saying that it needs right now. Use our discount code for 15% off. That's Don't Sleep for 15% off at checkout. And yeah, keep it cute. Keep it Black. Make sure y'all bring it right back. No?
Brittany trying to be Jam Master J, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Nightmare Radio episode 78. Episode 79 is coming to you hot. Keep it locked. We'll see y'all next week.